With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The DHS shutdown has now reached 44 days. Senator Tom Cotton says it's time to fully fund the agency.
The Democrats continue to blockade that funding. That's why you see long lines at the airports. We've got our Coast Guard shut down, and we are steadily draining resources from immigration enforcement as well. So we might have to use reconciliation, the fast-track budget procedure, to fund the Department of Homeland Security, too.
Senator Cotton, an Arkansas Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A lawmaker is asking a federal judge to block Donald Trump's name from being added to the Kennedy Space Center.
Ohio Democrat Joyce Beatty filed a motion to block and reverse efforts to add Donald Trump's name to the historic Performing Arts Center here in the nation's capital. She argued that Congress was clear in its intent that the center is named for the late President John F. Kennedy and no one else. In December, the president's hand-picked board of directors voted to rename the venue as the Trump Kennedy Center. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GOP Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has positioned himself as the grassroots favorite in the runoff election to determine that party's Senate nominee.
The runoff election takes place on May 26th. Attorney General Paxton is trying to unseat incumbent Senator John Cornyn. Mr. Paxton is drawing praise from conservative activists who are attending the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, meeting near Dallas. Senator Cornyn has more fundraising and support from the GOP establishment, but Attorney General Paxton is leaning into his MAGA loyalty.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The Final Four almost set next Saturday. Arizona will face Michigan, and Illinois goes up against either Duke or UConn. At Lucas Oil Stadium, this is SRN News. A man is suing golf to play against women.
Haley Davidson has filed suit against the LPGA and the USGA for refusing him entry to a qualifier for the Women's U.S. Open last year. Davidson, who is a man living as a woman, wants to reverse new policies put in place by both governing bodies to keep males from competing against females. A growing number of sports organizations in this country and around the world are adopting similar rules to try and protect women athletes. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new poll charts the relationship between faith and education in this country. It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least a bachelor's degree are Hindus. You find 70% of them have a BA or more, followed by Jews at 65%. Meanwhile, less than one-third of evangelical Protestants have a bachelor's. This is SRN News. California requiring food companies to add folic acid to the corn flour used to make tortillas. Donna Warder reports.
Folic acid is a crucial vitamin, and California is the first state to require food companies to add it to corn masa flour used to make tortillas, in hopes of reducing the disproportionately high rates of rare and severe birth defects in Hispanic infants. When Bakersfield, California resident Andrea Lopez was younger, she gave birth to a son born with anencephaly. A large part of his skull was missing. He lived for 10 days. Lopez says she didn't know about the need for folic acid, especially in pregnant women and women planning to get pregnant.
You don't ever want to deal with this. Nobody wants to. Nobody should have to if it can be avoided. And it's such a small thing that we can do for ourselves.
I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com.